Montreal. Hydro-Québec says it's still unsure when it will be able to restore power to everyone who lost electricity during last week's major winter storm. On Thursday afternoon, around 11,000 hydro customers across the province were without power, which was several hundred customers higher than earlier that day. Spokeswoman Lynn St. Laurent said that while the utility would like to be able to tell customers when their electricity will return, it's difficult to estimate because most of those who are still without power are in remote areas and require complex repairs. We hope to really get as much done as we can today, but this will go into tomorrow, she said in an interview Thursday, adding that it's not clear whether work will still be ongoing by Saturday. Around 1,300 hydro workers are on the ground, she said, adding that 97% of customers who lost power during the Christmas storm have been reconnected. The Laurentians region, located north of Montreal, and the Quebec City area were the most affected, with around 3,000 customers without power on Thursday afternoon, followed by the Outaouais region in western Quebec, where around 1,500 customers still had the lights out. In a lot of these cases, the work required is long work. We see entire trees that have fallen over onto the grid, so these are repairs that take longer and these are in locations where there are less clients, she said. So it's a lot of work to make that repair and once that's done, it's a smaller number of customers that are reconnected again. In some cases, workers are traveling by snowmobile or on foot, wearing snowshoes and carrying their equipment, she said. The storm that brought wind, freezing rain and snow hit Quebec on December 23, and at its height knocked out power for more than 350,000 customers. The long-lasting outages have raised concerns that Quebec's grid is fragile and that the province is unprepared for its shift away from fossil fuels. An Auditor General's report in December found that Hydro-Québec's service has become less reliable and that the provincial Crown Corporation isn't fully equipped to handle the challenges associated with an aging grid. St. Laurent said the utility has a climate change adaptation plan to respond to increasingly violent storms, including to reinforce transmission lines and replace wooden poles with stronger composite poles. The utility, she added, plans to increase its tree pruning budget to around $126 million a year by 2024, up from around $60 million in 2018. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 29, 2022. Jacob Cerebrin, the Canadian Press.